Christ our Comforter. In Revelation 1, verses 17 to 18, we read, "Fear not. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive for evermore." Oh, truly Jesus is a great comforter, our wonderful paraclete. Wikipedia tells us that it means advocate or helper, and generally refers to the Holy Spirit. Oh, and what a precious comforter he is, sent to indwell all those that believe in him, sent to do the work of consoling and strengthening all who trust in the Lord Jesus. But the Lord Jesus himself is also the great comforter. The Lord Jesus himself was the first comforter, for at his departure, Jesus told those that he loved so dearly, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you for ever." No words have dropped so graciously from his lips than his words of comfort. In little Nazareth, he made his first announcement of this blessed role that he bore. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." At the home of the sin-stricken paralytic in Capernaum, he graciously announces, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." He quiets his afflicted disciples, tossed about on Galilee's lake, with the words, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And to the grieving, bereft widow at Nain, his reassuring, "Weep not," is spoken. To the sorrowing sisters at Bethany, his soothing comfort comes with the word, "Thy brother shall rise again," gently scolding them for their doubts and tears. "Didn't I say that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Oh, and what blessed words of perfect comfort are spoken to the beloved disciple when he saw the majesty of the risen, glorified Christ in his awesome Patmos vision, and heard those astonishing words of comfort, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that is alive and was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death." No words ever uttered could be more full of comfort and reassurance as these, to him who understands them. It seems that the Lord loves us so deeply that he would not have us fear. For he tells us that fear is not made perfect in love, and that there is no fear in love, because fear hath torment. But perfect love casts out fear. He would have us live our lives without fear, without care, without doubt or worry. If we trust him fully, then we must love him completely. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Oh, what comfort is this! He charges us not to fear this life, not to fear death, not to fear what is after death. He has his words of comfort in every walk of life, and in every touch of death. And he would have each of his own living fully in him, full of that perfect love that casts out fear and care and doubt and pain. For he is Christ, our Comforter.